Proclamation number 3944 of 26th of December, 1946. State of Divine Order, Bliss. Love. Original State. You were all born to beatitude but not to damnation. Your destiny is to work in accordance with divine order, and such always signifies beatitude, which is why divine love constantly seeks to place you into the state of order if you have left it of your own free will. To live in divine order is therefore the first and last aim of everything that has been created capable of life by God. But then the created is also perfect, as it was from the beginning. It is active in love, for only such means life according to God's will. If the law of love is disregarded, then the created being also stands outside of divine order, because love underlies all law, because without love no law emanating from God is conceivable. Therefore love is also the epitome of bliss, and lack of love means damnation, torment and eternal death. As soon as the divine order is established, the creature also knows everything, it stands in knowledge and thus in light. It sees through everything, it recognizes everything, it knows the purpose of even the smallest work of creation, it knows the connection of the created with its creator, and this state of knowledge is blissful, for it impels it to increased activity in love and constant increase of strength, because loving activity generates strength and thus the created being is in fullness of strength and can achieve everything it wants. To live in the divine order is a state of perfection, a state of freedom and communion with God, it is the state of the originally created, which inevitably has to be reached again if it was ever left. For something imperfect cannot remain in union with God, but union with Him is bliss. However, the fact that the creatures are in an imperfect state was free will, which God tries to bring back to the state of perfection. And thus He shows them the path to divine order, He shows them the path to love, He seeks to reshape them so that it enters divine order of its own accord. But He encounters resistance. In their imperfection God's creations, the people on earth, do not realize that they disregard the divine order. They do not know about the connection between themselves and the eternal Creator, for they do not live in love, which alone brings them light. And therefore they are wretched on earth and also remain so in the spiritual kingdom because they live outside of divine order. Yet one day they will have to fit in, for even the most wretched creature has to return to the Father, to its origin. God will not let even the most wretched creature fall but will stand by it until it has raised itself up of its own accord. Until it has entered the state of divine order, until it has changed into love and now, through unity with God, also attains eternal beatitude. For His law of eternity is based on love and love allows nothing to be lost, except that the state of imperfection can be prolonged by the creature's will itself and God leaves the creature freedom of will, yet one day even the most unruly creature will return to Him. It will walk the path of love, it will integrate itself into divine order and become and remain blissfully happy for all eternity. Amen.